Welcome to this Ableton Live 12 lesson on building a Amen Variation for a deep jungle atmosphere. In this session, we're not trying to destroy the Amen break or turn it into some unrecognizable glitch puzzle. The mission is way more musical than that. We're going to keep the identity of the break intact, but reshape it so it feels alive, moody, rolling, and organic. Think deep jungle, rolling DNB, dark space, and that slightly broken human swing that makes the rhythm feel like it's breathing. The big idea here is simple. The Amen is not just a drum loop. In jungle, it's groove, texture, and transition all at once. If a slice isn't helping one of those jobs, you probably don't need it. That mindset will keep your edits focused and your drums sounding intentional instead of overworked. Start by loading a clean Amen sample into Simpler. Drag the break into an audio or MIDI track, then switch Simpler into slice mode. For this kind of material, transient slicing is usually the best starting point, because it catches the hits in a useful musical way. If the source sample is a little messy, audition it first and make sure the warping is behaving before you slice it up. And if you're working in the classic jungle range, set the tempo somewhere around 160 to 174 BPM. That's a sweet zone for this vibe. Now right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Ableton will build a drum rack from the break, which is perfect because now each hit is playable on its own pad. That's where the magic begins. You'll usually want access to the core kick, the main snare, ghost snare bits, little hat fragments, cymbal tails, maybe even some tiny bits of noise or percussion from the break. Those tiny fragments are gold. They're what make the rhythm feel like a real performance instead of a copied loop. Before we get fancy, build a strong core groove. A good deep jungle Amen variation usually does a few things at once. It anchors the snare, keeps motion going, and uses ghost hits or pickup notes to make the phrase feel alive. Don't think in terms of filling every space. Think in terms of call and response. A kick or hat fragment answers the snare. A tiny chopped hit fills the gap. A ghost note adds tension right before the main accent. That push and pull is what gives the break its energy. Use a MIDI clip and start with a simple one-bar pattern. Place the main snare where it feels strong and obvious. Then add a ghost snare just before or after it. Bring in a small kick fragment if it helps the groove, and maybe one or two top-end fragments for air. Try 1/16 or 1/32 note editing if you need precision, but don't overquantize everything. Jungle lives in the micro-timing. A few hits slightly late can add drag and weight. A hat pushed a little early can add urgency. That little human imbalance is part of the vibe. Now here's a really important coach note. The best Amen variations often come from changing emphasis, not from piling on more notes. A lot of producers think variation means more chops, more fills, more chaos. But in deep jungle, subtraction can hit harder than addition. Try making one hit louder, darker, earlier, or later instead of just adding another slice. Sometimes removing a kick fragment creates more tension than adding a new one ever could. Once your foundation is in place, create variation by changing just a few details across versions. Keep a full groove version, then make a darker one by removing one kick fragment and adding a ghost snare. Make another version, where you shift a hat slightly or add a reverse slice into the snare. Then make a turnaround version for the end of an 8-bar or 16-bar phrase. The goal is for each version to feel related, but not identical. The listener should feel the break evolving, not resetting. If you want the slices to behave differently, click into each pad and open its Simpler device. This is where you can shape each fragment individually. Lower the volume on ghost hits so they support instead of dominate. Use filters to darken noisy slices. Pitch a few fragments down 1-3 semitones for weight, or slightly up for shimmer. Tighten the start point. If a hit feels too soft or too late, add a little fade so chop tails don't click, and use velocity to make the groove breathe. A softer ghost note followed by a stronger accent can feel much more musical than two evenly placed hits. Now let's talk about processing, because the raw Amen is only the beginning. We want it to sit like a proper deep jungle drum bed, not just a sample dropped on top of the track. A nice chain to start with is a Q8, drum bus, saturator, a light touch of roar or redux, and utility. With a Q8, clean up the bottom by high-passing around 25 to 35 Hz, cut any muddy area around 200 to 400 Hz if needed, and gently smooth harsh top end if the break is too sharp. Drum bus can add some life and edge, but keep it subtle. A bit of drive, a little crunch, maybe a touch of transient shaping depending on whether you want the break more punchy or more old school. Saturator with soft clip on and just a small amount of drive can add warmth and grit. Roar or redux can bring in that darker digital texture, but only use a little unless you want the brake to get really ratted. Utility is useful for managing width, and often a slightly narrower brake helps the bass and atmosphere feel bigger. A really smart move is to create a parallel drum chain. Send the amen to a return or duplicate track, then process that copy with glue compressor, saturator, EQ8, and a short reverb. Blend that back in underneath the dry drums. That gives you density, space, and a little bit of that worn-in jungle glue without crushing the original groove. Next, build the atmosphere around the break. This is where deep jungle really comes alive. Add some vinyl noise, field recordings, low-pass room tone, reversed reverb swells, delayed rim shots, subtle shakers, or Foley textures. Use hybrid reverb for dark depth, echo or delay for movement, and auto filter if you want those sweeping ambient changes. A nice trick is to duplicate the amen, low-pass it heavily, send a little into a long reverb, and then automate the filter movement over 8 or 16 bars. That creates a misty layer around the break, like the drums are sitting inside a foggy space rather than in a sterile loop. For the fill and turnaround, keep it short and effective. A one-bar or two-bar ending phrase is enough. Try duplicating a snare on beat 4 of the final bar, add a tiny, chopped ghost note before it, reverse a cymbal fragment into the next downbeat, and maybe throw a short echo on the last hit. That's a clean way to build momentum back into the next phrase, without needing a huge, obvious fill. When you start arranging, think in terms of evolution over time. For example, bars 1 to 8 can be your main groove with minimal changes. Bars 9 to 16 can add a ghost hit and remove one kick fragment. Bars 17 to 24 can introduce a fill every 4 bars. Bars 25 to 32 can get darker with more filtering and reduced highs. Then a breakdown can strip things back to ambience and drum residue before the drop returns with the strongest version of the break. That kind of arrangement feels intentional, and it keeps the listener locked in without exhausting the groove. Here's another really useful technique. Resample the break. Route the amen to a new autono track and record 4 or 8 bars. Once it's autono, you can cut, reverse, fade, and rearrange it much faster. Resampling also adds those tiny imperfections that make the groove feel more authentic. A lot of the best jungle textures come from edited audio rather than perfectly neat MIDI. If you want the break to feel lived in, resampling is a huge win. A few common mistakes to watch out for here. First, don't overchop the amen. If every hit becomes a different slice, the identity disappears. Second, don't quantize everything perfectly. The groove needs a little looseness. Third, don't overload the top end. A bright break can fight your pads, vocals, and cymbals. Fourth, don't overcompress it. Too much compression kills the bounce. Fifth, don't ignore ghost notes. They're a massive part of the amen feel. And finally, don't forget to leave space for the bass. Deep jungle needs room for the sub and the res. The drums should support the track, not occupy every frequency lane. If you want to push it darker and heavier, use filtering more than harsh EQ, layer a separate low kick if the amen kick is weak, and try parallel distortion for density. Keep the snare able to cut through by giving it a little transient support or a subtle mid-range layer if needed. Keep the low end centered with utility, but let hats, tails, and ambience widen out. That mono-low, stereo-top balance is a huge part of what makes the style feel powerful. Here's a good practice exercise. Build 3 amen variations in about 15 minutes. Version 1 is your foundation. A 1-bar loop, strong snare, 2 ghost notes, and no more than 6 slices total. Version 2 is darker, remove 1 kick fragment, add reverse hit into the snare, low pass the break slightly, and add a tiny reverb send. Version 3 is your fill version. Keep the bass groove, add a 1-beat turnaround at the end, use a stuttered snare and a cymbal fragment, then resample and edit the audio. The key is that all 3 should still sound like the same track, just evolved. So to recap, the path to a strong deep jungle amen variation in Ableton Live 12 is this. Slice the break with simpler and drum rack, keep the groove recognizable, use ghost notes and microtiming, shape the slices individually, process with EQ, drum bus, saturator, roar, redux, and utility, build atmosphere with reverb, delay, and filtering, arrange the break so it evolves over 8 or 16 bars, and resample when you want it to feel finished and authentic. If you treat the amen like a living rhythm bed instead of a fixed loop, your jungle drums will immediately sound deeper, darker, and way more musical. And that's the sound we're after.